This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. In 1859, Johannes Brahms founded the Hamburg Frauenchor, or Women's Chorus, which quickly grew to an ensemble of around 40 women. A women's choir was an unusual ensemble at this time, and as such, there was a great need for repertoire. Brahms made arrangements of folk songs for the choir to sing, as well as a number of original compositions, including this set of four songs we are about to hear. Here is the Arnold Schoenberg Choir under the direction of Erwin Ortner, with Gabriela Moserich harp and Jacob Guiding and Johann Widehofer horn in Johannes Brahms' Vier Gesange, or Four German Songs.
Thank you.
You're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening this evening. Brahms' choice of two horns and harp to accompany the women's choir in his Vergesange, or Four German Songs, is unusual, likely influenced by the selection of four poems and their melancholy themes. Thanks to Intermountain Classics listener Bob Weisberg for suggesting this beautiful work for tonight's program. Quincy Porter was a 20th century American composer and teacher of classical music. While working and studying in Paris, he completed several chamber works, including his blues Lointains, which you are about to hear. Here is Alicia Nelson, viola, and John McLaughlin Williams, piano, performing this beautiful work. Quincy Porter's Blues Lontanes is a work for viola and piano, which is one of several chamber works he wrote while working and studying in Paris. Alicia Nelson, viola, and John McLaughlin Williams, piano, performed in this recording. George Gershwin was an American composer and pianist. His music spanned both popular and classical genres, and his most popular melodies are widely known. Among his best-known works are the orchestral compositions Rhapsody in Blue and An American in Paris, as well as the opera Porgy and Bess. In 1925, he wrote his Piano Concerto in F, which includes many influences both from his time in Paris and his deep interest in the emerging jazz music style. Here is Earl Wilde piano with the Des Moines Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Joseph Giunta in George Gershwin's Piano Concerto in F.
Thank you.
George Gershwin's Piano Concerto in F is a good example of the musical influences Gershwin was feeling in the mid-1920s. He was greatly enamored with the emerging French music styles of the time, and in particular the music of Claude Debussy, as well as the jazz styles of his American roots. His Concerto in F contains all these styles. My thanks to Intermountain Classics listener Bill Shockley for suggesting this work for tonight's program. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Be sure to tune in next Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. for another program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics. KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we exist to provide you, our community, with news, information, and entertainment to serve all of us in the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Please consider supporting us by sending your tax-deductible contributions to Community Radio KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also contribute by going to our website, kkrn.org. Thank you all for your support of Community Radio and KKRN. Good evening and good music. Thank you.
Thank you.